500 years, 2017, 1517, since the start of the Reformation, the rediscovery of the gospel, and we've been spending time talking about that and will the rest of October. And the point is, as it always was, it still is about Jesus. Focus on Jesus. It always was Jesus Christ crucified and risen for you. But the way we're going to look at that throughout October and have started is through the lens of Martin Luther's life. And so we're going to watch a few clips of the movie made about him in 2003 and talk about issues of faith that were addressed back then, 500 years ago, but that still apply today. So last week we asked the question, how do I serve God? That's a vocational question. And that was a major question for Luther in his life and his day. And the answer then, it was a gift to us today. So we looked at, how do I serve God? Today, question we're going to ask is theological. Does what you believe about God matter? Does doctrine, to use the big word, matter? Does what you believe about God matter? Does God even care? Should we care? Is all our God talk simply rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic? The outcome's the same no matter what, right? So, or in other words, you've heard it said, are all religions simply different paths going up the same mountain? I'm sure you've heard people say that. And I have too as well. And maybe that's where you are. Maybe that's what you think. And if that's you and you're here today, I'm glad you're here today. And the question we're going to ask is, does it matter? Because many want to say, you know, don't, if you disagree about something about God, you know, just get over it. It's not a big deal. It doesn't really matter what you believe about God. Just be sincere. So theology doesn't really matter. Doctrine doesn't really matter. They're not really important. Just, you know, be nice to people, or just believe something, or people, when they say that, often say, I'm telling you, beliefs don't matter except this one belief I'm about to tell you right now. It's usually how the conversation goes. Everything else doesn't matter except this does. And if there's any few soapboxes that I have, I'll freely admit this is one of them. I think what you believe about God absolutely matters because it absolutely impacts how you live. And you're going to see that in Martin Luther's life. What you believe, if you believe God is cold and uncaring and distant, you will live as if God is cold and uncaring and distant. Yet if you believe that God came near to you in Jesus, lived life in your shoes, paid the penalty of death that you deserve, that's how much God loved you, of course that's going to change how you live. So personally, this is one of the things, because it is so prevalent to say what you believe doesn't really matter, and I think the exact opposite is true. Well, we're going to talk about that. Does what you believe about God really matter, really affect your life? Well, here's the short view of Martin Luther's life. Last week, we looked that he was going to study law. His dad wanted him to be a lawyer. But at age 21 in 1505, he was considering other options and had this experience in a storm and said, God, if you save me, I'll serve you and become a monk. And so he became a monk, and yet it's exactly, precisely his views of God that are causing him great distress. It's what he believes about God that nearly has him undone. So that's what we're going to see in this first clip. So go ahead and get the lights. And you're going to see him in distress. And it's precisely because what he believes about God.
You are too hard on yourself, Brother Marty. Arguing with the devil never does any of us any good. He has had 5,000 years of practice. He knows all the weak spots.
I'm sorry about today.
I'm not here to scold you, Martin.
I'm too full of sin to be a priest.
You know, in 2 years I've never heard you confess anything remotely interesting.
I live in terror of judgment.
And you think self-hatred will save you?
Have you ever dared to think that God is not just? He has us born, tainted by sin. Then he's angry with us all our lives for our faults. This righteous judge who damns us, threatening us with the fires of hell. I know I'm evil to think it.
You are not evil. You're just not honest. God isn't angry with you. You are angry with God.
I wish there were no God.
Martin, what is it you seek?
A merciful God. A God whom I can love. A God who loves me.
Then look to Christ, bind yourself to Christ, and you will know God's love. Say to him, I'm yours, save me. I am yours, save me.
I am yours, save me. I am yours, save me.
What he believed about God absolutely affected how he lived and nearly drove him to despair. And he had a particular belief in God, that God was harsh and cold and mean and vindictive and judgment only. Yes, God is judge and just, but not only. And that very much affected how we live. What you believe about God changes how you live each day, whether we're willing to acknowledge that or not. But that changed for Luther. And that changed when he read the scriptures. He was given the opportunity to study the scriptures because he was going to be a teacher, doctor of theology, and teach other people. And in that day, the Bible was only in Latin, and basically there was one Bible per city in the university. So if we would basically have one Bible in Holland, and it would be locked in the library of Western Seminary. So if you wanted to read it, you had to have special access and know Latin, which I can read a few phrases in Latin, but that doesn't get me very far. So he gets to study the scriptures, and he starts to see things there that he hadn't seen before. It changes his view of God because he was finally seeing the truth of God. What he thought of God was not the truth. The truth found in God's word was very different. And it was particularly when he was reading the book of Romans. We went through Romans this summer. And it was things like Romans chapter 1:16-17, the gospel is the power of God for the salvation for everyone who believes, not by everyone who is good enough, but everyone who believes and trusts. And then Romans 17, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith for faith. The righteous shall live by faith. And it was those verses where Martin Luther later writes, talks about this, he says, converted me all over again. He finally knew the truth about God. And he speaks of it as a conversion experience because he finally knew the truth of who God really was. God wasn't angry at him. God loved him because Jesus lived, bled, died, and rose for him. And then you keep going through Romans and you get to Romans 3. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, but are justified freely by his grace as a gift through what Jesus has done for you. And then Romans 5, few chapters again. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Romans 6, we were buried in our baptisms with Christ, that we died with him and we rise with him. Romans 8, there is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And at the end of Romans 8, nothing in the entire world will be able to separate you from the love of God, which Jesus earned and gives to you. That's the truth of God. And then you get to Philippians 4, which is our reading for today. It's Paul writing 2,000 years ago. And he says, hey, if someone else thinks that they have more reasons to be confident in the flesh, in their self before God, he said, I have more. I was circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, tribe of Benjamin, Hebrew of Hebrews, a Pharisee, which means I followed everything and did it right. For zeal, persecuting the church. As for righteousness based on the law, faultless, I did everything right to earn God's favor, because partly his belief was that he needed to. And his belief was that, God, if I persecute these Christians, I am following you. His belief in God totally drove how he lived. But then Paul continues, verse 7, but whatever gains were gains to me, I consider them loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of just knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, and for whose sake I have lost all things. And I consider all those things garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him and have a righteousness not of my own that comes from the law being good enough, but that which is from faith in Christ. And he says the righteousness that comes from God through faith. Paul is saying nearly the same thing Luther said. I thought I knew God. I thought I tried to earn God's favor, and then I met the truth of God, and his name and his face is Jesus. And he has earned all of God's favor, and he died, and he rose, and he gave it to me and to you for free. Now, that's a message that will change you. So now we're going to look at the next clip, which is a little later in Luther's life, after discovering this, rediscovering this, and then he's preaching to people the truth that he learned about God.
Terrible. Unforgiving. That's how I saw God. Punishing us in this life, committing us to purgatory after death, sentencing sinners to burn in hell for all eternity. But I was wrong. Those who see God as angry do not see him rightly, but look upon a curtain as if a dark storm cloud has been drawn across his face. If we truly believe that Christ is our Savior, then we have a God of love. And to see God in faith is to look upon his friendly heart. So when the devil throws your sins in your face and declares that you deserve death and hell, tell him this. I admit that I deserve death and hell, what all? For I know one who suffered and made satisfaction in my behalf. His name is Jesus Christ, Son of God. Where he is, there I shall be also.
How do you view God? How do you view God? Not what do you know about God or what is the right answer to questions, but deep, deep down in your heart, if you're honest with yourself, how do you view God? What do you believe about God? Do you think God is still mad at you for that thing you did years ago? That died with Jesus on the cross. Do you think God is still punishing you for that? It's dead with Jesus. Do you think that God will never let you fulfill some of your life dreams because God is mean? Do you think God is happy with you as long as you come to worship, give money, don't do really bad things, and just generally live a good life, but as soon as you slip up, man, it's all going to happen? If that's what you believe, I guarantee it is changing how you live. But that's not the truth of God. Jesus said to his disciples, if you remain in my word, you are truly my disciples. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And the truth of God in God's word, Jesus himself says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Jesus, who is the truth, says, I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, the life. Come to me, all you who are weak and burdened, and I will give you rest. Jesus, who is the truth, hangs on the cross that you deserve, and yet stretches his arms out and says, it is finished. The truth died for you, the truth rose for you, and the truth sets you free and makes you a new creation. You are justified by faith. Believe that, and it will change your life. So may the peace that surpasses our understanding guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus.